What's going on, everyone? This is the debut of Fantasy End Zone, and we are here on Player Profiler. First time ever going to be on Player Profiler. It used to be Player Profiler News Primetime. I'm doing the transition and switching it into my own podcast show, Fantasy End Zone. Thanks for coming back and tuning in. My co-host Bill is not here today, unfortunately, to make the debut on Player Profiler Now Plus YouTube channel, but he will be here. He had work schedule. Unfortunately, he can't be here, but nonetheless, I'm here. You can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you call it, at Louis Lewis 5. That's LEWYLEWIS and the number 5. It's also right there on the screen for you. And of course, like I said, I was the host on Tuesdays. You can still find me here on Tuesdays throughout the whole season. I'm going to be doing Player Profiler News Primetime, but it's going to be switched into Fantasy End Zone. Also, be sure to check us out on Player Profiler Now Plus. You're already watching, and we got new shows coming out every day, late at night, whatever. Be sure to click that like, follow, subscribe, click that bell notification, and thank you again for tuning in. On today's show, I will be covering the news and notes from around the league. Also, with the injuries always occurring, I'm going to give you the newest updates, and I'm giving you my guys for each position, and I'm going to give you a bonus as well. Without further ado, let's get fantasy. And that's the intro, the new one that we have. My son came up with the music and helped choreograph it. But today's top news comes out of Indianapolis, where the Colts just announced that Daniel Jones will be the starting quarterback to begin the season. I think Jones gives this team the best shot of winning right now. But if he does continue, if he starts struggling, they could bring in Anthony Richardson. But right now, they might just do what Panthers did last season with Bryce Young. Bryce Young came in struggling. They benched him for Andy Dalton. Learn behind an actual pro. Sit. See how you get prepared for games and go that way. Anthony Richardson has yet to do that. Sorry, Gardner Minshew is not the answer. He's not a great pro. I mean, Daniel Jones is clearly a step above. I mean, he got the high-paying job that let Saquon Barkley walk. Anyways, he's actually going to sit behind Daniel Jones, and he could hopefully learn and progress. And, I mean, it already came out with the reports. This doesn't mean anything for his future and as the franchise quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. It's hard to say. I figured that since he was playing good and in the training camp news, they're saying that he is better than last year, which, I mean, is kind of easy to do as long as you progress. Also, this means Tyler Warren should move up your draft boards right now. He will be a stud with Jones at quarterback. So does Josh Downs late in your draft. He is currently dealing with a hamstring injury, but he will thrive with Daniel Jones as a quarterback once he is healthy, coming back from the injury of his hamstring. Also, announcing starting quarterbacks, Cleveland Browns have announced Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco as a starter. This too increases Jerry Jeudy. He should be going up your draft boards, and David Njoku. We've seen a few couple of years ago, Njoku just explode with Joe Flacco as the quarterback on the Browns. But also, this running back position is just a hot mess with the departure of Nick Chubb and expecting Jerome Ford to be the starter at the beginning of the season, because we don't know what's going on with Quinshon Judkins. He still has not signed. He still might get a punishment from the NFL even. And he's not being charged with any more criminal charges. They have been dropped, and it's more on the NFL for the punishment. But also remember, Joe Flacco just a few years ago led this Browns team to a top 10 offense when he was here on the Browns. This move gives the team the best chance to win. Wow. Fully expect late in the season, they're not going to be in contention for playoffs. And I see them switching to Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders. I mean, right now, high intensity, and this means the upside for Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku. I am all in on those two right now. But just be on the lookout at the end of the season that you might be getting Kenny Pickett, Daniel Jones, or Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders. So just be on the watch. Rashee Rice is expected to have his discipline hearing by the NFL on Tuesday, September 30th. This means he will now play the first 4 weeks of the season. This is huge. This is huge. We were thinking he was going to be out the first 3 to 4 games of this season, but now he's going to play the first 4 games, and perhaps, you know, he might not even be suspended this year just because it's in the middle of season. But I mean, you could expect him to miss at least 3 games with his discipline. They originally announced that they came to him and gave him an offer of 10 games. I don't think he's going to get that many. I think he's going to be just where Jordan Addison was with 3 games. But if you're drafting, you know, recently I just did a draft this past weekend. I had Rashee Rice, and I got him at 5'11". Yes, he fell to me at 5'11". Everyone's scared still of him. But I took a chance because the first 4 games he's playing last year before his injury, he was getting 35% target share. That's amazing for a starting wide receiver. But also, I mentioned earlier, Josh Downs is recovering from a hamstring injury. So if you draft Rashee Rice like I did, and I just did it this weekend, I drafted him 5'11", and then I got Josh Downs, who should be fully healthy if Rice gets suspended at week 5. And I got him at 10.02. That's a steal. You're substituting a top 15 receiver for a potential top 20 with Daniel Jones, because he's going to feed Josh Downs as well. This scenario is one of the greatest I feel like I've done, and I did in my drafts, and you could do it in yours as well. Now, also, there's been reports of when or where will Odell Beckham Jr. go. In recent interview, he has mentioned there has been several teams in contact with him and interested, but he mentioned the Steelers. Could be one of those teams in play for him. They need kind of a second fiddle behind DK Metcalf. And Rodgers and him have had discussions in the past about playing with one another. I'm just surprised that if Odell Beckham has all these people wanting him, why is he not signed yet? I mean, I understand you're waiting and waiting. You don't want to participate in preseason, but you might be in shape. Are you going to be in football shape, though? Just something to monitor. And going forward, it would suck, because one of my favorite draft picks in best ball late is Roman Wilson. This year, he is going to be Aaron Rodgers, Randall Cobb this season. So it'd suck if he was to come in and steal away from Roman Wilson. Moving on, some other news. Former Texas Longhorn wideout Isaiah Bond, he's going to break the 40-yard dash record at the combine. Unfortunately, he did not. But he is no longer facing any further criminal charges in his sexual assault case He was projected once a first round draft pick, but because of this case luring him over him, he went undrafted in this year's draft. Teams were waiting to hear how this case was going to play out, what could come of it. And now that it is dropped, he signed with the Cleveland Browns. He said in a recent interview, "I am very, very determined to show not only the organization, but also the fan base why they made the right decision." And he's speaking of the Browns committing to him. Now, we look at the Browns wide receiver depth chart, and obviously, number one is Jerry Jeudy. He finished as a top 12 receiver last year. He's probably going to finish more top 20 this year. Cedric Tillman, he showed flashes that he can produce at a high rate, so he should be number two on this team. He's not even getting drafted in a lot of the leagues that I've been participating in, but something to watch. And at wide receiver three, it's kind of a toss-up. You got Diontae Johnson that gets kicked off every single team, especially in the NFC North or AFC North. Jamari Thrash that has yet to prove that he's the man. So maybe Isaiah Bond could slide into that number three role with his speed. He can help out with outside, you know, slot, special teams. Making him available is huge. And if he is available in your dynasty leagues, I would highly, highly recommend just picking up and stashing. Why would you not? You have nothing to lose. I'm sure if you're going to cut somebody, it's going to be somebody that you don't even care about. So get somebody that can have a huge upside. And the last bit of news before we get into injuries is out of Washington. They got two things going on right now. First, I've been talking about Terry McLaurin. There's a sizable gap that they don't want to even talk about it in long-term deals. You know, they don't even want to give what Terry McLaurin is wanting. He's wanting 30 plus, like a DK Metcalf type, but a lot of executives put it as $27, $28 million that he is worth. So there's a sizable gap. Offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury said in a press conference, "We're kind of at the point where we need to start getting those guys that are available out there gelling and seeing where we are as an offense." This comes because Terry McLaurin is not on the field, and that's a huge thing, especially when your quarterback, Jaden Daniels, is on SportsCenter saying, getting a chant going, pay Terry McLaurin or whatever the case was, but he is, you know, advocating for his top wideout. So we look at the Commanders wide receiver group. McLaurin is supposed to be the number one, but he is not there. So now we have Deebo Samuel that just came over. He's their number one receiver. Now we're projecting Noah Brown at number two. And then again, question marks at wide receiver three. Could it be last year's rookie, Luke McCaffrey, KJ Osborne that they signed, or maybe even this year's rookie, Jalen Lane? I would suggest picking up Lane over the other two personally, because McCaffrey didn't show us any promise when he was out there, and he kind of disappeared at the end of the season and got phased out of the offense. I personally think Lane is the best pickup. So if he's available on your dynasty roster, give him a chance. And the second news that is being reported from the Commanders camp, they're looking to shop Brian Robinson Jr. This could give veteran Austin Ekeler or the rookie hype Jacory Kroski-Merritt. Now he wants to be called Bill Kroski-Merritt. Has a chance to take over the starting job. If Brian Thomas is going, you know, this is huge news. This is huge news. He is going into his final year of his contract as a rookie. He's 26 years old. Your final year as a rookie being 26 years old is not something you're too excited about. So if he does get a deal next year, it's going to be a short term. because entering next season, he will be 27, and that's the wrong side of the playing career for running backs. Also, I forgot to mention, actually, a couple other news. Eagles have acquired John Metchie III in a trade to the Texans this week. Falcons release wide receiver DJ Chark, and teams are calling right now about Jameis Winston since Jackson Dart is making a push for quarterback two for the Giants. He could easily be moved, you know, which for us fantasy gamers, we should be on the lookout for. Now, as for injuries, Justin Jefferson has been dealing with a hamstring injury, but per head coach Kevin O'Connell, he is set to return this week in practice. Matthew Stafford returning to practice yesterday, and he is hopeful for week one, which is huge, mirroring any setbacks, which we never want to see. And the re-aggravation rate is pretty high for his back. Other news, Devon Achane. He has suffered a soft tissue lower body injury. It sounds like it's his calf, which is a huge deal. We don't know exactly. I mean, hopefully it's not something like Christian McCaffrey type style, but it's kind of a weary thing. But he's labeled as days and weeks by the head coach, which to me, that means ultimately he might be out for week one. And if so, I like Ollie Gordon to take over the first team reps. Yes, I understand Jalen Wright is labeled as number two on the depth chart behind Achane. But have you seen Ollie Gordon play in preseason? He has outplayed him and outshined him all preseason and in camp. I have to say, if Gordon's on your free agency, grab him, especially in dynasty leagues. You could stash him, you know, maybe put him on your taxi squad. But even if it's in redraft league, he might be somebody to be on the lookout for and pay attention. Because if you look at sleeper, like trending players, he's one of the top five, six guys up there right now. Also, Buccaneers wide receiver Jalen McMillan suffered a severe neck injury that could cost him about 8-9 weeks. He could be coming out of the team's bye week in week 9. He just got placed on the IR, so it's something to be on the lookout. But if you haven't drafted, draft Emeka Abuka, please. He is one of the top guys that you should be drafting right now in like 7th, 8th round. Jordan Love, I reported last week, he had surgery on his non-throwing hand. He's already back to practice. He won't miss any time. He's going to be ready for the regular season. And go Pack, go. Sorry if you didn't know, I'm from Wisconsin. Packers is what I like to talk about. I mean, heck, see right there. Jonathan Mingo suffered a PCL injury to his knee, and he will miss time. Cam Scadaboo expected to miss week one with a knee or with a hamstring injury. So start up Tyrone Tracy. Also, Joe Mixon is expected to miss week one as well. So please start up Nick Chubb. And before I get into my guys, let's hear a word from the Podfather about the Rabbit.
You asked, we delivered a full best ball tournament on Fast Draft, but we do it the Fast Draft way, and it's called the Rabbit, because of course it is. 20-second time clock, 15 rounds. These drafts, they take 20 minutes. That's it. So you get a lot of new people coming in and playing, get a lot of best ball bros playing, exploitable ADPs, no rake. It is the best EV in all of fantasy. You should just go to fastdraft.app, use code FAST. You get a $50 deposit match. These things are a blast, and it's the best use of your funds in all of fantasy.
Yes, go ahead and download Fast Draft. Get in the Rabbit contest. You could face me, Bill, everyone here from Player Profiler, and use promo code Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, for a dollar-for-dollar match up to $50 on your first deposit. Now let's get into my guys. These guys are, you know, I'm targeting that are happening right now in drafts. Sure, I could say CeeDee Lamb because that's probably my favorite wide receiver besides obviously Ja'Marr Chase, but he's a first rounder. He's going to be one of my favorite targets, like I said, but I'm going to give you guys that you could draft later on. And guys that I really want to say are my guys. And I'm going to give you a player from each position, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. And then I'm going to give you a bonus, making it my five guys. I'm not talking about the restaurant. I'm talking about my five fantasy players that I love and I want to draft. Starting at quarterback, my guy has to be Dak Prescott. He is now healthy. He is 100% healthy. His head coach, yes, he got a change, but it's somebody in-house, so that's not going to really matter too much for Dak. He also came out saying that we're going to unleash a little few things that we see in Dak that has never been unleashed before, and I'm excited to see it because he's one of my top guys. His running backs are terrible. They are terrible. They're not going to do much in rushing aspect. I feel like this year it's going to be more of a passing game for the Cowboys. I mean, if you have Javonte Williams, he was a top five targeted running back last year with like 77 targets coming out of the backfield. Well, what does that mean? Good news for Dak Prescott because they can't run the ball and they got offensive line trouble, meaning the rushing game is probably not going to be non-existent. Plus, he has a home run hitting guy in George Pickens. This gives him an elite playmaker downfield opposite of CeeDee Lamb. Means CeeDee Lamb can work more in the slot and give more targets to either Pickens or Lamb. And also, Jake Ferguson, he's not going anywhere. He just signed an extension, and he's now healthy. So you got these weapons. You got CeeDee Lamb playing all over the field. You got George Pickens. You got Jake Ferguson. If you really say Javonte Williams, you got him coming out of the backfield, or Jaden Blue. They both can pass catch and run. On Player Profiler, we look, and he is currently going at 909, being the 11th quarterback off the board. He should finish in the top seven this season based on my projections. He is a must grab at your quarterback position, especially if you want to punt and get more positional players early on. Ninth round for a quarterback, starting quarterback that I think is going to finish top seven, get him. My guys at the running back position, I've been drooling about this guy all offseason, and the drumbeat keeps on going. Last few weeks, like I said, I've been mentioning him, Travion Henderson. Man, if you drafted a couple weeks ago, congratulations, because you just stole the player of the draft probably in the sixth round. He is currently going 410, and he's still going to be climbing. He's climbing. I mean, you watch his preseason games and just dominating him. He's the 16th running back going off the board. He's going to finish inside the top 10 is my prediction. And I have mentioned this before, but Josh McDaniels, a high cup T receiving back coming out of the backfield, James White in 2018, he finished running back 6 on the year. Henderson is so much more explosive. Lot better in the running game as well. I mean, we've seen this the last game. He went 4 rushes, 20 yards, and a touchdown. He broke a couple tackles on that touchdown run. It just looks so amazing having him out there. In his first preseason game, first time touching the ball. What does he do? Whoop! 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. He also had 1 carry, 18 yards, 3 targets, 3 catches, 12 receiving yards. This guy is a must add, and I cannot stop enough to drafting him. And mark my words, Travion Henderson's going to be a top 10 running back this season. Mark it on your calendar. Now at receiver position, it's probably one of the hardest ones to pick out in my eyes because there's so many of them. But I had to choose only one for my guy. And I selected Calvin Ridley. I am finally in on Calvin Ridley. he can easily reach over 150 targets. He is a clear-cut number one receiver for Cam Ward and the Titans. Hell, last season he had 120 targets with terrible quarterback play. How is he not going to get 150? It is not out of the reach. But with those 120 targets, he had only 65 of them caught. His catch race, you know, ratio is terrible because he had terrible quarterback play. Levis and Mason Rudolph just were not the guys. This season, you get the number one overall draft pick, Cam Ward. I see at least 80 plus catches this season for him because Ward is far more accurate and easily the best quarterback on the Texans or the Titans for the last few years. He will finish in this season as a top 15 wide receiver. And plus, he's going off the board at 504, 28th receiver off the board. I'm saying he's a top 15 receiver. Go out and get him. How are you not? I love it. In his lone preseason game that he's played with Ward, Ridley was targeted three times. He had all three catches for 50 yards in a limited playing time. I only think they played two possessions. I think Ward threw eight times, and three of them went to Ridley. He's right there is almost 50% target share. Like, how can you not love him? And he's easily going to be his ADP and be a top 15 receiver draft Kelvin Ridley this year. Now we move on to the tight end position. I was going to select Kyle Pitts here. I'm not going to lie. I was going to select him. He's not my bonus guy that I'm going to predict either. I'm going with Tyler Warren. And today it kind of changed my thoughts with hearing that the Colts are now starting Daniel Jones. In preseason, he's been dominating in all aspects of the game. He could block, he could catch, he could run, everything, you know, with his elite blocking abilities, he's not going to leave the field, which means what? He could do, you know, a play action, high upside, he's going to be on the field 100% of the time. Means fantasy points. But in his first preseason game, he caught three passes for 40 yards. Two of them came from Daniel Jones, and they're the first play of each drive that Daniel Jones played with Tyler Warren. I love it. And then in his second game against the Packers, he had three targets. Only one of them he caught for 25 yards. But again, all three targets were from Daniel Jones. I love it. You know, I'm not saying, but we've seen the last two seasons, back-to-back rookies finishing as tight end one, tight end two on the season. Could this be a three-peat? I'm thinking at minimum he's a top five tight end, and I think he's going to finish higher personally. I just really do. He's going off the boards at 906, the eighth tight end coming off the board. Sounds pretty similar to Brock Bowers' territory last year. And I am very high on Tyler Warren, especially with the quarterback play of Jones. Like, it's a match made in heaven. And it's just going to be amazing because also you got to look at the Colts lost a few good offensive linemen this year. Are they going to be effective running the ball like they have been in the past? It's hard to say, but I am very in on Tyler Warren. Plus, he gets you maybe that wildcat formation that could also score a couple rushing touchdowns. He was recruited as a quarterback coming out of high school. Don't forget about that. So they might have some trickery players up their sleeve, which could give him more value. Finally, my bonus pick. You know, I gave you Dak Prescott. I gave you Travion Henderson. I gave you Kelvin Ridley, Tyler Warren. This guy is a late round guy. I had to do a late round guy just because all these other guys are top 10 rounds. But this guy, he is the running back for the New York Jets. No, I'm not talking about Breece Hall. I'm talking about Braylon Allen. He showed signs of flashes during his rookie season last year. We have heard head coach Aaron Glenn, they're going to use a running back committee. I still also predict by the end of the season, Breece Hall is not going to be a New York Jet. He's not. I don't see how he's going into his last season of his rookie contract. I just feel like they're going to trade him at some point. He is not going to finish as a Jet, meaning more playing time for Braylon Allen, especially during that time, the fantasy playoffs. He's going to break out. He's going to be a league winner. I think I could say that he's going to be a league winner by the end of the year. And Allen's only 21 years old. He's so young, and he's going into his second year in the NFL. Why would they want to try to pay a guy, Breece Hall, that has yet to hit 1,000 yards? He's showed injuries. He's had ACL tears. Why would you pay him a hefty payday when you get the same kind of play of a 21-year-old, Braylon Allen, which he has this year and the next two? So he'll be 23 going into his second contract, which I think, R.J. Harvey just came in the league and he's already 24? Yeah. Well, this guy's going to be 23 getting his second contract. That's amazing. And also, Breece Hall has mentioned he is not this coaching regime's pick. He is not their guy. I mean, yes, Braylon Allen's not their guy either, but he's 21. He's young for a running back. He can learn. He's been dominant. He's showed he's got good hands. He played with Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers says he's got good pass blocking ability as well, which will keep him on the field. Right now, he's a late round dart throw and a sleeper that is going off the board at 12-10, the 43rd running back off the board. He could slide into running back two conversation if Breece Hall is traded. I think he's going to finish in the top 30 at least with Breece Hall there. I mean, we're talking about handcuffs and running back at the running back position. Allen's got to be one of the top guys. He has to, especially that they're committed by a run committee. And I don't see Breece Hall being there by the end of the season. Go get you some Braylon Allen late in your drafts. He could be a home run hit. So there you have it. My guys, not the restaurant, my five guys. So in a perfect world, draft Travion Henderson in the fourth round, followed up by Calvin Ridley the next round in the fifth. Then you could grab either Tyler Warren or Dak Prescott in the eighth and grab the other in the ninth. And then in the tenth, come back and get Braylon Allen. That's how you get my guys in the drafts. And you will not be disappointed in my eyes. It's a home run hit. Be out there, get them while you can. Especially Travion Henderson, he's moving up draft boards quick. So is Ridley. I've seen him move up quite a bit. But don't be afraid to take these shots on running backs late in draft, like Braylon Allen. Tyler Warren, he's going to be dominant this year as well. Be sure to get those. Let me know, chat, how do you think this my guys look? Let me know. I want to hear your feedback. Also, let me know how the first episode of Fantasy End Zone was. Did you like it? Did you not? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Let me know. Also, you can get this wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe to Fantasy End Zone YouTube channel as well. We got more content coming out on that. But if you enjoyed it, be sure to like, follow, subscribe, click the bell notification, send it to a friend. We're here on Player Profiler now, where we give you expert analysis and tips, not just from my show of Fantasy End Zone, but we got other shows. Jeremiah, Chev, Bradley Stalder, the Podfather himself. Be sure to follow along and remember to follow me on Twitter, LewyLewis5. That's LewyLewis, and the number 5. And I will see you fantasy heads next week. I am traveling with my family. Tomorrow, we're leaving to Alaska. now from Wisconsin to Alaska. It's going to be a lot of jet lag, but I'm hoping that Bill's work schedule is a lot better and we can give you some of our bold predictions. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll go with bold predictions next episode. We'll give you some of our top bold predictions. So be sure you tune in to that episode next week. Until then, see you fantasy heads next week.
From the Podfather to you, I deeply appreciate you tuning in. And many ask, what can I do? What can I do to help support the hosts, the research they do, the production costs? Go to playerprofiler.com, Dynasty Deluxe, World Famous Draft Kit, Rankings, DFS Dominator, and of course, Data Analysis. Subscribe to any one of those, and you support all of us and take Player Profiler to the moon.